looser the better. I'm just like walking around in a sheet sometimes. Like, it's fine. It's got armholes.
Hey, I love me a moo moo.
Right?
Yes.
Right?
Appreciate. Yes.
Right?
On that note.
Yeah, right there. Right on into it.
Hi, and this is Girl What You Watching, presented by The Sipping Hour. Everybody, you want to go around and say who you are and what you're sipping on? How about you first, BB?
Oh, hi, I'm BB, and I am sipping on lots and lots of coffee, like way too much coffee. I've been consuming a lot of coffee.
I'm Sheree, and I am still sipping on the Childish Gambino concert I went to 2 weekends ago.
Ay.
He still has that disheveled GQ look from the This Is America video, and it's still working.
Thank you for the report.
The update, yes.
Anytime.
Glad to know he's doing well.
Godspeed.
This is Aisha, and I'm sipping on working from home, because some days you don't want to go into the office.
Some days? I feel like some days I want to go into the office.
Probably shouldn't say that. Like, okay, edit. Pause for editing. Okay, this is Aisha.
It's still true, though.
And I'm sipping on Friendship Being Magic. I'm really enjoying being with you guys. So.
Yay.
Aww.
Yeah. All right.
I guess this is Kenya, and I guess I'm also sipping on Friendship Being Magic. I took a road trip this weekend with some girlfriends.
Cute.
And it was really, really fun.
Yay.
Where'd you go?
We went to Louisville.
Oh.
Yeah.
So close, quick, quaint.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to say quaint. It's not just a city girl thing. It's like, oh.
No, I realized how much of a city person I am going down there. It was wild.
And this is Dion. I am sipping on sleep and how I can't seem to get enough of it. So
nice.
I need my Z's.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get into the current events.
Finish him!
What's happening in the world? I don't know. Who hasn't talked about Nicki Minaj and Cardi B? You know.
Well, we haven't.
Yes.
Exactly.
Let's get into it. I feel like a lot of people know, but like, should I explain
a little bit of what happened?
Yeah,
you know, there's
sure.
always someone who don't know you.
Yeah,
right?
Okay. So some New York Fashion Week event, and I guess that Nicki Minaj had liked some tweet about how, like, because Cardi worked with some misogynistic rapper, which is funny because, like, you know, Nicki works with a lot of them as well.
All of them.
Yeah. And so because Cardi B had done that, she, like, basically wasn't a good mother. And she liked that tweet. And I think, you know, Cardi was, like, had seen that and, like, was already annoyed with Nicki because, you know, it's just, like, the game. Like, people, like, take shots at each other, like, in raps and in newspapers and whatever. And so then she, like, tried to approach her. And security stopped her, and then Cardi threw her shoe at Nicki, and it missed, and she was escorted out by security, and she had, like, there's pictures of her being escorted out in her, like, little fluffy red dress, and she ain't got both shoes on, and she got, like, a bump on her head, because I guess security, somebody bumped her in, like, the head.
Which is so rude.
I also find it funny she knew she liked the tweet. I can't creep on people on Twitter enough to know who's liking what.
It's no, I'm sure room. It's yeah. the, yeah, it's Probably. Like fans being like, oh, look at the shit Nicki just liked. I'm sure she's not, I mean, she could be, but yeah. I doubt she's scrolling through what Nicki Minaj's activity on Twitter is or whatever.
Yeah.
Or she is.
That's
well,
a lot.
When you have enough fans, you don't need to.
No, you don't. Like, they're on the lookout for you.
Right. Mm-hmm. You can't possibly have enough time in all the world to, like, check all your mentions. Especially, yeah.
No.
People, because, I mean, Cardi has her own meme. So, like, that would be exhausting right. to, like, actually take track of. No, somebody told her.
Yeah. Did she verify it?
The only thing that I say, like, you know, and kind of joking, not joking, but if you're willing to, like, fight somebody over a tweet, you might be the type of person to scroll
through.
That's
true. That's true. That's true.
You mentioned.
Right?
Point taken.
No.
I just, my take on it is just that some people will fight you, and I think people forget that
right.
Some people
yeah.
really will.
Yeah, they don't just talk
like,
about it.
Right. Yeah.
They're
this
ready.
Is her Wednesday. She came to fight.
Yeah.
She
wants
to look.
And Cardi's still fresh enough to not be like, oh, I have a reputation to maintain. She's like, this is how we do it. Where
right.
I'm
also, like, who Cardi's reputation no. is no. that she fights bitches.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
And no. does not care.
Interestingly enough, I guess, about this whole thing is, like, the conversation around, like, how to act, like, in, I don't know, predominantly white spaces that's been having
yeah.
me, like, rolling my eyes. Like, even, I guess, Kelly Rowland said, like, in an interview, and I love Kelly Rowland, but she was like, I wish, like, you know, they would keep it classy. Like, I'm like, really? Like, we're going to get it slide into, like, respectability politics shit, especially when, like, these are, like, Cardi is, like, she's, like, famous for being, like, I'll run down on a bitch. Like, isn't that kind of what made her famous? And, like, also, like, at New York Fashion Week, like, aren't, I'm like, y'all, they're, like, probably, like, two of the richest people in that room. So, like, what is
right?
No. Also, Kelly,
right.
It's not like Destiny's Child wasn't throwing
Thank
secret
you.
Shady looks
Thank
every
you.
Time
right.
they had to make an appearance in public.
Thank
at
you.
Any time.
Remember the last straw where they stepped over Michelle and kept going?
Exactly.
I'm like, woman exactly. down, woman down.
Pick her up.
And should we talk about Serena?
Yes.
Craziness. Yes. Well, I guess I should talk about it since I brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so U.S. Open happened. I know nothing about tennis except for Serena, which is probably the knowledge of most of the people in the world.
She's the most
so,
important. Yeah.
Like, she's the most, she's the GOAT. Like, literally,
yes,
there's
yeah,
nobody. Mm-hmm. She is the reason why everybody is watching. She's the LeBron of tennis. Mm-hmm. Actually, no. LeBron is the Serena of basketball.
Yes.
Like,
on a good day,
he said
he is.
She was, like, the greatest athlete of all time.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, it's wild.
Like, Michael Jordan is like, I'm taking some notes.
Yes.
Right. Like, 100%. Even though I'm out of the game, I might come back and I need to know how.
But the thing is, he would, though.
He would.
He would come
he
back.
He already did that once.
He did.
For baseball.
I know.
Sports.
It
I was like,
and
Michael.
And he came back to play on the Wizards.
Yeah.
The Wizards. Are you serious?
The Wizards.
I mean, you know, we tried.
Basketball light.
Right? Casting spells. You ain't Harry Potter punk. Why are you the Wizards on the court? Whatever, girl. What you gonna do? Expecto Patronum.
I can't believe it's a team called the
Wizards.
I seriously
can't.
I don't even care about basketball.
So, Serena was in the U.S. Open, and she had an altercation with a ref because the ref accused her of cheating, and she was definitely not. She was even like, why would I even need to cheat?
Right?
I am literally so talented, and also, I am so excited about this person that I'm playing that I would never take away a legitimate win from her. And the whole white world was like, unprofessionalism, shame. How dare you yell at a ref athlete who is good at your job? And so she said it was because of sexism is one of the reasons why the ref was against her. And everybody was like, she can't say that because he was just doing his job. And it's like, was he, though?
He was doing his job as far as the patriarchy is concerned, yes.
Mm-hmm.
He did that job well.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell it.
Yeah.
It's a shame to think that Serena Williams goes through the same shit at her job that we all go through at our job. It's like, this shouldn't be happening.
It fucking sucks.
She should be out of it.
She's so rich.
Yeah, no.
Yes.
No, and then, of course, that cartoon surfaced, and the person who drew it is proud of it, and the paper, the rag they drew it for is proud of it. Because they're like, ooh, people have heard of us this week now. And it's like, but not for the right reasons. Get on the right side of history or don't get here.
Yes. Yes. And what I loved was I had to look for the cartoon myself because I learned about the cartoon by all these people on Facebook being like, I'm not posting that cartoon.
Yeah.
Here's a picture of Serena being flawless.
There's many to choose
from.
That's so nice.
That's
like, that's a really good way to bring awareness to a racist issue without having to give it your actual time and attention.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I also feel like this is just like the latest in a string of things that have just happened to her because she happens to be black and wealthy. Like, for instance, when she gave birth, they had to save her own life because the hospital wouldn't listen to her. Yeah. And I'm just like, excuse you. Yeah. Your job as a doctor is to be like, pain, you say. How hard is that? The fact that your friend is more concerned than your doctor's? Yes. What is that? Like, I just text my friend and my friend's concerned. Why aren't you? I'm paying you. Hello. And then, of course, they came after her because of the bodysuit she wore.
Yeah.
They were like, how dare you excite us? Fine. Fine. Fine.
Like, you wear something other than this. Like, what is this, a league of their own?
Right? Like, right? Oh my God. They're like, you don't get to have self-esteem, Serena. Like, she's you're like, but I look this. Like this. Mm-hmm. You're welcome. And came back in a tutu, which is my costume's Halloween. I'm looking for a tutu Williams right now.
Right. Awesome.
Yes.
Tutu and a tennis racket. They gonna know.
Right? That's know. They'll be like, mm-hmm. Steal that. We can all be Serena this Halloween. Yes.
Yeah. Different Serena looks.
Yes. No.
She served so many looks.
Yeah. She did.
And she literally has her own, like, fashion line now.
And she's in Nike's face again. The Nike, I don't even do shoes because shoes are expensive. So I walk around in, like, homemade shoes that I find in places.
She doesn't walk around in homemade shoes.
It's like, it was a boot at some point. But, like, this Nike lineup, I'm like, yes, Serena, yes, Colin, yes, these other athletes I didn't know about until now, but now that I'm inspired by, yes. Yeah. I'm going to earn a pair of Nikes within the next few months.
Yes.
They're
yes.
still expensive.
They are still very, probably even more so now.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, they also don't have the best practices anyway.
Yeah.
So.
It's like. It's like, oh, publicly y'all are, like, supporting Colin Kaepernick, right. But, like, behind the scenes you still use, like, wild-ass, like, sweatshop labor tactics to make your product.
Yeah, so, you know, I would save the coin, but, you know, appreciate
Don't go
message.
Out of your way.
Don't go
you
out
need
of
it.
Way.
They're doing just fine. There's there's white people who have bought their shoes already, given them the money, and then are now burning them, like, on their lawns.
Which is insane.
So dumb. So setting their money on fire.
One of my favorite conversations about that is people were like, if you're so upset that this is disrespectful to the vets, why aren't you giving these vets these old Nikes instead of burning them? Because of the racism?
Make it through, guys.
We don't really owe Nike anything. They owed us this commercial.
Yes, exactly.
They're catching up.
Exactly. They're paying off their debt.
Yeah.
It's a nice That's commercial, society. Though. You do watch it, and you're just like, I'm going to accomplish something.
I'm going to
do a
sit-up.
Even if it's like, I'm going to finish a sandwich.
Okay, so what are people watching? I can go first if you want. I put a bunch of stuff. So we have, so I started watching Power mainly because this, so I listened to this one podcast called The 4-All Nerd Show, and the main podcast itself is like, they talk like geek culture and stuff, and it's like nerds of color. And one of the hosts, who I think is really funny, hosts a Power After Hours podcast. And I'm like, I bet this is so good. And, like, it's so funny, so I'm going to start watching this show. Plus, I just kind of like drama, so I'm like, whatever. it's very much, and Kenya, you had mentioned the show to me. And I was like, okay, like, whatever, I'm just going to start watching this. It was all, like, I don't know, like, crime lord gang stuff.
Drugs.
And then also, like, just, like, interpersonal issues.
Affairs.
Like, there's a really messy marriage, messy ass affair, adorable little black kids.
So
like, it's all just drama, honestly, and like very entertaining. And of course, like the lead guy owns a nightclub that's like a cover for like money coming like in basically from the drug.
What's the 50 Cent show?
Yes.
Yes. 50 Cent. Yeah.
Also, 50 Cent is on it, and his character is. Ridiculously amazing to watch.
I've barely seen anything of him as early as I am. I'm only on like episode like 5 or 6. So
what's like just a general sort of synopsis of the show?
Ghost and Tommy, they are basically the kingpins of New York. And so they're in charge of distribution of cocaine to all the peoples. And yeah, no, they're dealing with the stuff. And so, but Omari Hardwick's character Ghost is like, you know, I would love to just be a regular human. And so I'm going to open up this nightclub and say it's to wash the drug money, but really it's my way out, because who knows old gray drug dealers.
Yeah. Like we tend not to make it that long.
Mm-hmm. And literally everyone else in his life is like, no, drugs are the way to go.
Right. Excuse me, have you seen the lavish life that we're living? Like, you can do it. You smart. Keep it up.
And so he runs into a high school friend who he used to date in high school, and he's like, oh, this is the woman I would be with if I wasn't a drug dealer. Amazing. Let me attempt to sleep with her, even though I have a wife and kids and a life.
Yeah. That's pretty early in, like, the first season. That's, like, two or three episodes in.
Right, cool. That's
I was, like, really rooting for
him. She's an FBI agent.
Oh, DEA.
Yeah.
His wife or the woman?
No, the woman that he likes.
With. Oh, twist.
Yeah. He's a DEA agent. So he doesn't know that. And so he thinks she just, like, is a lawyer. So there's that. And she doesn't know, obviously, that he's involved in, like, the drug business. So another layer to that affair, right? Yeah. And it's kind of corny, you know, like, in that way where you're like, okay, a little bit of melodrama. But don't we all love that, okay? We all live for, like, a good
Shonda dramedy.
Right. Yeah, I was like, okay, girl, really? She's so dramatic with putting this necklace on that she got and, like, feeling it, closing her eyes. I'm like, oh, you're just feeling the diamonds? How's that? Like,
what do diamonds feel like?
Whatever.
That must be nice.
Must be nice.
Yeah, no, I'm just like, I don't see the problem. Right. If I had diamonds, I would also caress them.
Maybe.
Inappropriately.
So, yeah, interesting show. Then I watched on Netflix, there's a Netflix movie called To All the Boys I Loved Before.
Oh, so sweet. Yes. It's so sweet.
Very, very, very cute movie about a girl who writes letters to, like, people when she has crushes on them, like, writes letters, mm-hmm. like, addresses them, and basically, like, somehow those letters, like, actually get sent.
Oh, no.
And then so she has to deal with the fallout of that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, a high school, like, little, like, rom-com. It's pretty cool, and it's also pretty cool that the family is like it's like the parents, like, I think one of them is Asian and one of them is white, and then, like, so you've got, like, a bunch of, like, mixed race kids, and, like, they're sisters, there's three sisters, so, like, I can relate a lot. I too come from a family with three sisters. Mm. So yeah, it was just so cute to see. And I feel like it's probably really fun. I texted my little sister after I watched it. I was like, you should watch this. You'd like it.
You have a sister?
I realized that we did that. Yeah. I have two sisters and a little bro.
Aww.
What else? Okay.
It's so cute. The movie. God. It has so many wholesome messages, too.
Yes.
Like, the dad, like, gives her condoms at one point. Like, it's just, it's great. I just wanted to say.
And, like, a manila, like, envelope.
Yes! That's so official.
Like, right? Like, here's some files. Actually, the condoms.
Right. JK. Go live your life.
Make time for the movie. Nah. It's so good.
I want that to be a new gimmick for a condom company. Just, like, manila envelopes of condoms.
Yeah.
So boxes. You're just in line. You're like, whoo. Look, right, yourself right. with it. Just like,
that would lead to some right. wacky mix-up in the workplace.
Oh,
I'm here for it.
It's like, this isn't the Johnson file. Or is it the Johnson file?
If these papers are here, what did you put in the mail?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, my God.
It writes itself.
I guess I can go next on what I have been watching. A lot of things. The main thing that has taken over my life the past few weeks is My Hero Academia. It's this new anime that just started showing on Hulu. It's probably been out for a million years, but not a million years, because they're only on season 3, and it's, like, ending season 3. And it's just, like, so cute. Like, it's there's this world, and everybody has quirks, which is, like, a superpower. So, like, some people are like, I can move this water bottle 2 inches that way. and I can do that to all water bottles. That's my But some people are like, I can shoot flames out of my hands. So it varies.
There's definitely a short straw and a longer straw.
Yes. And so since people have these quirks, there's all these superheroes, and there's like all these laws regulating superhero action, and there's a school that you can go to be a superhero. And so the protagonist is this little boy who doesn't have a quirk, because like 20% of the world is like just quirkless, and he's all sad because he really wants to be a hero. Aww. But then he meets like the greatest hero of all time, and the greatest hero of all time passes down his quirk to him, because his is a passed downable quirk, but it's a secret, so they can't tell nobody. And so he gets to go to school, but like he has to learn how to use it. Like when he's first using it, every time he uses it, his whole body gets destroyed.
Oh.
Has to go to the nurse and heal himself. But he just goes on this journey of like self-discovery, and he has this one kid who's like all mad because he had the best quirk, and now like he's like, I gotta compete with you even though I've been beating you up for like the last 13 years.
That kid's a mess.
Yeah, no, he has a lot of anger issues. But he just had a really, really beautiful moment of growth. No spoilies. But yeah, it's just a really cute show.
Yeah.
Even for people who like, because like I'm not one who like watches a ton of anime, but like I still love this one. Yeah. This one's great.
It's on Hulu.
It's on Hulu.
That's Hulu. Mm-hmm. So I'm sorry.
Yes. What else am I gonna watch?
I'll go next.
Oh. Okay.
Unless, are you watching something else?
Yeah, but like I feel like talked to her a lot. Okay.
Do you have a sister?
I don't have any sister. I have a little brother though.
Okay.
He's adorable.
That's we like a sister. Him.
I guess, you know, DNA is shared. I just today binge watched most of the first season of Cloak and Dagger.
Is it good?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I talked about it when we were first starting. It's a good show.
Well, I won't say anymore about it, but it's, I've cried 3 times today because it's a beautiful show.
It's so good.
Wow.
It's so good.
Sounds intense.
It is intense. They got problems.
Now that makes sense.
Superhero problem.
I'll go, yeah. Well, one thing I'm watching is Murphy Brown reruns.
Yeah,
they come on over the air now, and it's really weird to watch that show because it's very much of its time, but at the same time, they have a show about a woman who is like kind of unapologetically smart and kind of arrogant, a little bit mean. People are scared of her and stuff. It's like, huh, it's interesting that this show was a thing when it was, because now that's pretty commonplace, but... Mm-hmm. I think back then it was like, wow, this is like crazy. Women can't act like that, especially women that look like that.
She was my hero.
Yeah, so I mean, it's really interesting to watch, but it is like a lot of like 90s references and stuff, and a lot of the jokes are based on like things that were happening at that time.
No.
So if you're not caught up on like your Clinton administration or your Republican contract with America, stuff, like you really kind of need to be well versed in 90s politics. But it's kind of it's fun to watch. The other thing that I'm watching, I think we're kind of like in a new season of Masterpiece on PBS. So
Masterpiece Theater.
Yeah. Oh. So. They have a show called The Miniaturist, and it's based on this book. And it's set in the Netherlands, I believe. Everything looks like a Vermeer. But it's this woman. She is in this contract marriage to this guy. And I don't want to say too much because it is kind of interesting to watch the story unfold. But she goes in thinking the marriage is one thing. And it turns out it's a lot of other things. But it's... The miniaturist in the title is one of her wedding gift from her husband is this kind of like dollhouse cabinet situation. And it's a dollhouse of the house that they're living in. And so, you know, she wants to fill it up with like furniture and things. So she writes a letter to the miniaturist because that's how you did things. In those days, you looked in a book of like tradesmen and it's like, oh, a miniaturist. Oh, they trained with so-and-so. That's the miniaturist I want. And so you write them a letter and you say, I want this. And then they send it. They send you stuff back and that's how it goes. But then the miniaturist starts sending her like stuff that she doesn't request and things that the miniaturist wouldn't know unless the miniaturist is in the house. So oh. it's kind of like, wait, how did you know that, you know, this servant is here? Or how did you know blah, blah, blah? So it's like an element of like witchcraft and everything. So it's unfolding. I'm two episodes in, and it's very sumptuous, I guess. Like,
ooh, word of the day.
That's a T word.
No, I mean, it's like it's a period drama, but there's a lot of like food, and because these are like rich people, so
they love food.
Yeah, so it's just like fabrics and just beautiful interiors, and you know, so it's been interesting so far. And there is like there's a black character. He is a servant. But the way that the house is set up, it's, I don't want, this is, no, I'm not going to say it like that. He's not a slave, but he is a servant. And I don't know.
I feel like we need to go more, what, huh?
I feel like that means he's not a slave.
They can't air see quotes. Your air quotes.
My air quotes. He's air quote, not a slave.
So that, does that mean they're paying him?
Yes, and but he's still like a black guy in the Netherlands in like the 17th century.
Wait, isn't the Netherlands where there's that like Christmas character that's in blackface and the wig?
It might be.
And they're like, I don't remember what the story is, but
I mean, they do talk about like because there's an incident and they do say like it's different for him having done this thing than if somebody white had done it. So it's not like, oh, this is, we're going to pretend like this is a colorblind society. It's not that.
Oh, that's which nice.
On one hand, you kind of do appreciate that they're not like, you know, glossing over the fact that like black people's lives were different. But at the same time, it is a show that has a black servant mm-hmm. in it, whether mm-hmm. it's historically accurate or not. So, but
and it's not told from like his perspective. Is it or is it?
No, it's told from the perspective of the girl kind of who entered into this contract marriage to save her family.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's like, that's kind of the part, because it's like, if it's that story, but it's told from the perspective of the marginalized, I mean, it would,
yeah,
it would change like feelings about that. But since it's not, then it just kind of is like, yeah, you didn't gloss over it, but you also didn't nuance it at all.
Right. Yeah. It's definitely her story, and to a lesser extent, everybody else's story around her. I would say one period drama, and I don't know if I mentioned this before, that has black characters and their perspectives are more fully realized as Harlots.
Oh my God! Yeah, I was just about to be like, have you seen Harlots?
Yeah, that is really interesting, and that's like black people are like doing their thing. I mean, they're not like primary characters, but they definitely have like a lot more agency and actual story, and it also nods to like, okay, this is life for black people in this time, and in some ways it's very free, and in other ways it's not because they are black people. So mm-hmm. so I would definitely highly recommend Harlots.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
I've been watching Magic is for Humans on Netflix.
I watched that too.
Right? I started it going, I'm just going to figure out how he's doing it. And I can't. So now I'm obsessed. Okay. Yeah. Because he's performing magic and illusions.
Who is he?
Justin.
Wilkelman? I don't know.
Justin W? Yeah.
Yes, Justin W. It definitely starts with a W.
Mr. W. Justin W. He just performs these like gigantic tricks. And like I can't figure out how he's doing them.
Yeah, no.
Like
it's magic.
Yeah, it's magic. And he's like even if I could, I'm like, how are you predicting these answers? Because he's catching people on the street, mm-hmm. and he's like, da 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 da. It's already in this ice cube. And I'm like, whoa. Now, my favorite, have you seen the episode where he was talking to the kids about being superheroes?
Oh, my God. And the little boy was like, I want a wine cup.
And it sounded like wine cup. We were so confused. Like, he wants a wine cup? He could do that. But that one girl who was like, I want fire. Yeah. And I was like, I love her. She's my favorite. He was like, oh, so your power would be fire. He's like, fire. And he's like, well, I've done this. We're going to have fire for this little girl.
I just like, because even when he does explain parts of the trick,
yeah,
he won't, like when he had the, there's this episode where he's doing magic for all these moms. Because like all of the episodes are based around like a human thing. Like one of them is like, technology in our society, and it's Black Mirror themed. Mm-hmm. And like one of them is like self-control, how do we deal with it? But there's this one about guilt, and he's like the expert on guilt, moms. And he just goes to this house full of moms, and he like does a trick, and he's like, see, I just lied to you. Like, here's how I did this trick. Oh, but here's another trick. I'm not gonna tell you how I did that one. And like, they're all just like, what? So yeah, even when he explains the trick, there's still more to the trick that you don't, like the invincible. The one that went viral was this one where he like makes some people think that they're invisible.
But he made one go invisible and tricked the other one.
Yes.
Yeah, he tricked the other one.
Yeah. Because that's from that show.
He built it up. He's like, I'll get together and make him think he's invisible. Ha ha ha. And he starts it after everybody's there by making somebody actually become invisible and then making the other person think he's invisible. So you're like, how did he do that? But also, this is funny. But how did he do that? But this is funny. Because this man's like, I'm invisible. He's walking around doing this shit. And people are like, we don't see him.
Yes. No, he like picks up, he tries to steal like this couple's bottle of wine from a picnic, and everybody's like, the wine bottle is floating. But there are all these people that he hired from Craigslist to like make these people
came together for a greater good.
The greater good. But yeah, great show. Great show. Mm-hmm.
It makes me happy. It's whimsical. I need to know how he's doing it. It's gonna drive me crazy.
Even though some of them I'm like, no, like the first, like the very first few tricks that he does with the black people, where he's like, I'm gonna take your phone, tie it to this pack of balloons and let it float off into the sky. Right. And then I'm gonna ask you a question. And they were like, no, where's my phone? And he's like, no, tell me the capital of Washington. And they're like, no, bring back my phone.
I was like, how did that happen? That doesn't sound like black people.
No. Yeah, no. Remember the girl, and he like, he threw her phone out into sea and then wheeled it back in a glass bottle, like a ship in a bottle. And it was like safe, of course. And he was like, so you can take this bottle home as a memento that this really cool thing happened, or I could break it and get your phone out. She's like, I want my phone back. And I was like, that's fair. It's an iPhone. It's expensive, but also.
Right. He does a lot of tricks with like.
I need to know.
No one can tell.
He does stuff. Like, and he uses kids all the time. And you can't rely on kids. So I know that these are actual tricks. I don't know how he's doing it, though.
Magic is real, you guys.
Mm-hmm. Right? He had them. He was like, he gave them all crayons and a picture of a person and was like, whatever colors you want to use, whatever designs you want to use, do that on this person. So they were like, purple belt, yellow shirt, green jacket, red pants, like blue shoes or whatever. And he's like, yeah, I sort of knew that. And he pulled out his manila envelope and like pulled out a bunch of pictures of it. And they were like, yeah, you could have done that, old man. And he's like, I could have, but I've done this. And he ripped his clothes off, and he's wearing the outfit.
No.
And I was like, the devil is alive. The devil is alive.
That is terrifying.
Well, if you've done magic for, like, long enough, you do just have, like, a repertoire of tricks and stuff. Yeah. Like, and it's, like, I mean, it's a skill, so you, like, practice that all the time. Being a magician is actually, like, it's just really cool, I think. Mm-hmm. Even though, you know. It's nerdy. It's amazing. Yeah.
It's like the world is finally ready to like embrace magicians.
Yes.
Again, you know, since the 20s.
Yeah. If you want to read a really like good and very long and lots of footnoted book about magic, and it's really good. Like, I mean, there are a lot of footnotes. I'm just telling you this up front so that you're not surprised if you're like, where all these footnotes come from. I'm telling you now, there are a lot of footnotes. But Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell, it's a British book. And it's basically about, the setting is that magic, I guess, used to be everywhere, but then it left. And so there's somebody who is wanting to bring it back. And it's set during the Napoleonic Wars, so they're trying to use magic to fight the Napoleonic Wars. But it's really good. It's a really long book. It took me a few years of reading it. Like, I put it down and came back to it. But it's like, it's one of the few books that's actually, like, it's a fun read. Like, you're reading it and you're having a good time while you're reading it. So if you enjoy magic, go down to your local library.
Yes.
Look at that library.
Don't take my word for it.
Right. Read it yourself.
Here at Girl, what are you watching? We also read books. We don't just
Girl,
sit
what
in front
reading?
Of TV. Yes.
It's not just screens.
Yeah.
Save those eyes.
But no, it is a really good book. Awesome. I'd highly recommend it. So. And they made it to a miniseries that I haven't watched.
What's the name one more time?
Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell.
Okay.
Yeah.
It sounds fun. Even the title.
I'm into it.
Bebe, have you been watching anything cool?
Yes. I've been watching the latest season of The Great British Baking Show on Netflix.
How do we feel about the new folks?
new what folks? The host.
Right. There's new hosts and a new judge. So, the thing is, it's like when you have, when a show is like already made iconic in its original form and you have new people stepping in, you know, it's like when the Harry Potter movies got a new Gandalf, it was kind of hard and people are going to be mad about
Harry
it.
Potter got Gandalf. A Gandalf?
Oh.
It's double. I mean, same difference. But
listen, there's a lot of old men with beards. Yeah, I can't keep them straight.
It's a league out there.
It really is.
Like Gandalf was old in Harry Potter.
Well, I get confused because it's not the actor who played
Dumbledore.
Dumbledore.
The original Dumbledore died, and so they got the other one.
Other guy.
It was really sad.
I'm like just too old for Harry Potter.
No, it was sad, but also the newer one was a better Dumbledore.
No, he was not. He was.
Nobody agrees with that.
What about the Goblet of Fire?
Like, I know. Did you put your name in the Goblet of Fire?
My favorite. It was he said gently. Calmly. Right, calmly.
Calmly.
Yeah. No. He butchered Dumbledore.
Yeah.
Where was the gentleman I used to know? Anyway. British Bake Off.
I don't remember. Right. Derailment. The host, whenever you have someone, the point is, do you like in Harry Potter when there was a new Dumbledore, whenever you come into like something that's already been established that people like there's going to be, you know, it's a transition. And it's always weird because it's like the host tried to be the host that were before, you know? And I was like, you're never gonna be, you're not gonna be them. So like, just do your own thing. And I felt like episode 5, they like hit their stride and I was like, okay, the guy has admitted that he's like this weird vampire 60s British punk rock band.
Greg.
What?
Old Greg is the new host.
I don't understand this personality description.
I mean, Greg. It's the aesthetic.
Remember the old Greg situation? He's the host.
Old Greg?
Yeah. Like, we'll Google him afterwards, but like the old Greg dude, he's the new host. Because I was like, he looks familiar. And my friend was like, old Greg. I was like, that's who he is. He got the weird bone structure and everything.
Oh.
Is this a Mighty Boosh reference? Isn't he on that show? Isn't that why he's famous over there?
I know. I'm not going to pretend like I know anything about
these people are.
Right. But yeah, and they have a new judge who I suspect some white lady bullshit, to be honest.
Uh-oh. Really? Because I love her.
Well, okay, but what about the episode when Liam was clearly going to win Star Baker and then suddenly some other fellow white woman's cake is the best cake she's ever eaten in her life? I was like, how convenient.
Oh, wait. What episode? Because I haven't seen all of them.
Oh, okay. This was...
The last one I saw was with the Jell-Os.
Oh, with the Jell-Os. I think it's after that. Because Liam is like...
Okay. He is my heart.
I love him.
He is my heart.
Oh, I love him. Yes. And it's just like, he's like doing so well. I guess this is like spoilers. But I was like, I was pissed. I was really mad. I felt like he got the Star Baker stolen from him. But other than that, I think it's fine. I feel like you get used to the new host. I don't know. How do you feel, Kenya?
I haven't seen the episode where they've hit their stride yet. I've seen the dude is coming more into it. Like, he is definitely my favorite of the two.
Mm-hmm.
They have some fun sketches. She calls out his dyjab, and he calls out her wardrobe. I don't know. It's weird. He also has some very strange sweaters. Like, he makes some, like, bold
shirts.
Yeah,
he wears shirts. Some weird shirts.
But I love the new judge that has replaced the beautiful, wonderful, and graceful Mary Berry. May she live off her best life somewhere not on the show.
Right.
But she's just because she's like so blunt about everything, she'll be like, ah, this is art. And then the other thing she'll be like, this is terrible.
Yeah. She's like, it's not worth the calories.
Yes.
Wow. That's an insult.
He's
for
so
days.
Shady.
Well, what's funny about Prue is she like, she kind of made it seem like she's a baker, like she knows, you know, she obviously knows what she's talking about, but she's not actually really that particular on sweets. Yeah. So if it's going to be, she doesn't like things that are too sweet, and if it's going to be a dessert, then it has to be worth the calories. And that's her, like, determining things. She's not worth the calories. It's so funny.
Wow. She also she has a thing with her wardrobe. Like, she has these, like, modern art necklaces that look like she bought them in the gift store of the MCA. And then, like, these interchangeable glasses frames.
No.
They're great. They're really cute. Like,
Sheree's not feeling it.
I'm not here for this.
No.
This is a thing gone wrong.
Oh.
Wow.
Well.
Yeah.
Are you done with the Great British
Have you
Baking
not watched?
Show?
I tried to watch some of the new stuff. I've never seen enough of it to, like, really do anything other than love the judges and the host. Mm, and I'm like, if they're gone, I'm just watching people bake. I could do that.
Right.
Now, I will say, on a similar note, I am watching slowly Making It. which
is fun.
Yeah, Amy Poehler and Nick Offerman from Parks and Rec and Other Things in Life. They've come together to give us an American version of the Great British Bake Off, but instead of baking, they craft. Mm. And at first, you're like, scrapbooks, really? And then, like, starting, like, oh, that's art. like, I want a glue gun. I want to get into it.
I need some hula hoops.
Right?
They do some crazy stuff with hula hoops.
No, and they have, like, the guy who puts together, like, the... Is it the Macy's store or the Barney store?
Barney's, I think.
He does the Barney store windows, and he's just like, no. and they have this woman, and I forget what, she's like, runs an Etsy.
She's an Etsy trend expert, whatever that may be.
Right? And she's fierce, and she's also, she is also on it. She's like, you've given us this color your last three challenges. Do you use any other colors?
Well, okay, see, I have a couple of issues with their judging style. Because on Great British Baking Show, you know, like, they'll walk around and be like, are you sure you want to use, like, 20 pounds of flour instead of, like, 10? But then on this show, they'll be like, that's boring. You need to add some sparkles. And it's like...
Because Americans are rude.
Yes, but it's just, like, it's so prescriptive. Like, you know, they have, like, the dude that, what's his name, Kim? He has such a distinct style. It's just not very, like, you know... pretty, or, well, actually, it's beautiful. It's not pretty. It's beautiful. Like, he, like, uses minimalist colors, and they're always like, you need to be more fun.
However, I will say that the people who are the contestants are the nicest I've ever seen in a reality show.
Oh, my God, yes.
Aside from the Great British Bake Off. It's like, no, they're sending you home. No. And I'm like, that's your competition. Do you want this money?
Yeah. Because at first I was like, oh, maybe it's because it's like the Great British Bake Off where there's no money. It's just reputation. Yeah. But then they were like, and you're going to win $100,000. Yeah. And I was like, they're being this nice with 100K on the line?
No.
Oh, my God.
You know how many people I would have accidentally stapled by now for that much money?
Seriously.
No, and then
I would,
like,
totally
no.
be like, I don't know where your construction paper is.
Right? I didn't mean to fall through your gingerbread house. It happened.
But they'll, like, give each other, like, pieces of the crafts that they're not using. Like, they'll be like, oh, you need more feathers? I used all the feathers I need. Here are my extra feathers.
I have extra. It's good. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no. Yeah, no. It's so nice.
It is.
It's
it is.
Weird. I just want to be like, are you sure this is American? Are you sure?
I remember the good old days of Top Model where you...
Right.
Oh, blow anyone's eyeballs out to get to the top.
I remember on Top Model when Takara was on there, and she was like the plus size model, and girls were like psyching her out by saying, girl, you losing weight. Did you realize that you losing weight?
Yeah.
Like, what kind of
I
world do we live
that.
In? I love Takara. Ooh,
she's so
she
pretty.
Fine.
She's beautiful.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
But
woman.
Yeah, like, she, because of the stress, like, she's in a competition.
Right.
And so they're like, ooh, you getting thinner, girl. And it was like, no, you can't get thinner. You're a plus size model because if you go too far, you have to be, like, you have to, obviously, you need to be a certain weight to be a plus-size model, or, like, a certain frame and stuff.
Right.
You can't be in between, you know? But it was just weird to be like, that's your psychological warfare. You are a losing weight.
But, yes, MasterChef has been great this season.
MasterChef.
I just need more Gordon Ramsay, period.
What?
I need more Gordon Ramsay, period. I fell off the wagon, and I've missed him ever since.
Yeah, well, Hulu has, you know, it has a full library of his.
Damn, all his stuff.
Collection of Gordon.
Every show he's ever done.
Oh, wow.
I was seeing it at Cheesy's a few months ago, and he was marrying somebody in one of his shows. And I'm like, is that a service now, Gordon? Is that?
Right, yeah.
Scallops
that's a whole
and a wedding?
Show.
Scallops and a wedding with Gordon Ramsay.
Right.
Like, there's literally a show on Hulu that's from, like, the early 2000s that's, like, a cooking show where he cooks with his family. A different meal with a different child. It's so
how cheap. Many children does he have?
Right,
three. I think he's got a boy and two girls, or maybe two boys and a girl, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's really cute when he's with his family.
Master Chef Junior. Master Chef Junior, so cute. He's so cute with kids.
He is.
How do those? Okay, so I watched that show, and these kids are making all these dishes and stuff. How do these kids learn, like, all these flavor profiles and
I'm sure they have to have techniques? Like classes as part of the like Master Chef experience.
Hmm.
Maybe. I think, but I don't know.
But they know some because like you know they have to cook the meal to get into the thing, and they're not just
true.
Cooking chicken fingers.
So they just have
like.
To know all this stuff.
Right? Yeah. Like my nephews. Well, one nephew is really into like just junk food, and so if you just gave him chicken nuggets for the rest of his life, he'd be fine. The other one is really into fitness. It's actually quite cute. And so he'll just like, no, I just want a salad.
Oh. Oh.
But I say that to say, but they're not necessarily, you know, like the one who likes junk food is not making like exotic, elaborate junk food. And the one who's healthy is not making like elaborate, exotic health food. Mm-hmm. Is really just like the most basic food. So where are these children learning about, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think that young people, like when they're interested or invested in something, like, sometimes they'll really go in. So just like a kid who like knows computers and video games really well, mm-hmm. like if your thing is cooking, like you might really study it in depth in your free time and just be good at it. So I feel like that's kind of the sort of people that they have on the show. Yeah.
And supportive parents. It's probably really supportive parents. Right. Especially since the parents are like, I can eat some fast
right.
Yeah. If I teach this child.
Yeah, my little
this
child kid that pays for itself. It makes the meals.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like yes. That's the kid lottery.
Yes.
Pick the kid up from school, like, all right, what are you making for dinner?
Right. Well, tonight I will be making a gastric plum sauce with some ducks. I don't know.
Don't forget that shrimp's in the fridge. You gotta do something with it.
Mystery box challenge.
Yeah.
That sounds so
we
good.
Got
y'all making me hungry. Lime scrimps. So is there anything that anyone is looking forward to watching? Future Tense?
The Good Place comes back at the end of this month.
Yes.
September 27th. Also, their podcast is amazing.
Ooh.
I keep trying to get on it.
The Good Place?
Yeah.
I
keep trying to. And everybody loves it but me. And I'm just like, am I missing something?
No,
because I'm indifferent to it.
Yeah.
I love Ted Danson.
Some people just
I love
don't
Christian
like it.
Bale.
How far did you get?
Maybe episode 8.
Oh, you have to finish season 1. I will say that.
That's a commitment to.
I know.
It's only 13 episodes.
No,
You're almost there.
I 100% agree with you. Because I also like going in, I was like, I don't really think I'm gonna like this show. But like, since I live with Kenya was watching it and kind of told me like the big surprise thing that happens like at the end of season 1, that like kind of makes the whole show interesting. And it's almost like. It's like there's so much setup for this thing to happen, and then like it's an interesting show to like go back and rewatch season 1.
Yeah.
So I will say that, but just because of that doesn't necessarily mean that you'll like it because we also like my one friend Valerie like knew the twist and everything and still was kind of like this just isn't my style of show.
Yeah.
So it might be
it's
that
a
too.
Lot.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
a lot.
I want to like it, and there's people who are doing things well in it as far as acting goes, but like it's just. Sometimes I almost think I go to sleep with my eyes open.
No.
No, Ted Danson is a gift. I mean,
he is
a gift.
He's given us Cheers, some questionable movies, and now whatever this is going to be.
Maybe it's just
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Maybe just skip to episodes 12 and 13.
Maybe.
Honestly, yeah.
It doesn't really matter.
Because, I mean, normally I give things like 3 episodes because that's your pilot, that's your, this is what we did last week, and this is your, we're finally getting our footing. And I've given it more than 3.
Well,
this is a special case, though.
Yeah, and also, to be fair, Parks and Rec seasons 1 and 2
garbage.
Are kind of garbage.
That's true.
I loved 2. It wasn't their strongest, but I loved it.
Okay.
And I was able to get into 1 as well. Like, they had me.
You were able to get into 1?
One was okay, especially because you didn't know
it was
going to get better.
Too.
No, because I was like, if this is what we have, this is fine. And they were like, we can do better. And they did. If you can correct yourself, do that.
Yeah, because season 1, it was like still trying to be too much like The Office. And it just wasn't working for them.
Yeah.
And as someone who watched The Office, I was like, I don't need to watch this. I watched The Office.
Yeah.
And I didn't like mess with Parks and Rec for like a good like 3 or 4 years. And then I like picked it up again for whatever reason. And then I was like, oh my God, I love this show.
Yeah.
And because you get past like the other seasons. So I would say maybe skip a couple episodes. It's a long game, so no obligation.
Yeah.
Because whenever something's a long game, long commitment, like
right.
Well,
I'm
actually,
not gonna tell anyone to waste
their
time.
Go on
this is a show
and
where you can
skirt back to what we're talking about. Who is excited? What are you excited for? That's coming up.
for October TV, our doctor, number 13, Jodie Whittaker, the first female doctor in this 50-year legacy, will join us October 7th. BBC America hasn't given us a time slot yet, but I'm definitely getting Sling TV so I can watch it as it happens.
Yes.
That day is on hold for me. I'm also looking forward to, okay, so like, Sabrina is coming back. Sabrina the Teenage Witch. It's going to be dark.
With Riverdale, like, writers or producers or whomever never behind
watched,
it.
I never watched Riverdale, but I know one of the writers in the room, and he keeps it creepy, and so I'm here for it. And I saw the trailer, and I'm just like, yes.
No.
Witchcraft, yes.
It's going to be so scary for this series.
I am waiting.
It looks like straight trash, and you can binge watch it.
I'm going to be there so the night of Bottle of Wine in Hand.
When is it coming out? Sometime October?
It's like the 26th of October, like right for Halloween.
Let's right before Halloween, they know.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Live podcast.
Yeah. Yes. No, we'll have to use our phones if we do it in my apartment. I don't have this set up.
Yes, The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina is going to be a good one.
So I'm here for it. People are, like, flipping out online because older people on the internet, and it's all, like, satanic. I'm like, not yet. Maybe. You have to give it a chance.
Right. Melissa Joan Hart will always be Sabrina.
Oh, it's
real. I mean, what a good Sabrina she was.
Animated series.
Yes. Yeah,
we all watched it. No.
Also true.
I'm ready for it to get darker, though. Like,
it's supposed to be fun.
I am excited.
I love CW trash.
Every now and then. No, I remember when CW became CW because they had the WB show. It was like Gilmore Girls for the last season, and they were like, "We're trashy." Gossip Girl, XOXO.
But Gossip Girl wasn't necessarily trashy. Gossip Girl was very good.
While we're on Gossip Girl, let's talk about Blake Lively's outfits at Fashion Week. Our Eric Thomas is this amazing blogger that I follow, and I was like, "Fashion." I'll save this for later. He's been tracking her as she becomes Willy Wonka. Her pantsuits have gotten more and more outrageous. If you Google Eric Thomas, Blake Lively, he has an entire article that I cackled at for like an hour this morning at my job. Because he's just tracking it as it goes from like a pantsuit to like a colorful pantsuit to a mismatch colorful pantsuit to a plaid pantsuit to a black elegant pantsuit, but with a cane because Willy Wonka has a cane and she's sneaking that in.
I wonder what she's doing.
She dresses herself. She's very proud of it because somebody tried to call her out on her look once, and she was like, "I would fire my stylist, but I am my stylist, and that bitch never leaves." You're welcome.
Okay.
She's fierce. What she wants to. XOXO.
There are a lot of colors, and there are a lot of pants.
Right? She's like, "I'm gorgeous, and I married Ryan Reynolds. I do
what
I want."
Oh, no. She's the one who said that she had an Oakland ass.
Yeah. That
was so corny.
As someone from Oakland, without an Oakland booty, I find it disrespectful.
Oh, my goodness.
White woman. Yeah.
We got
you. We got y'all. And we got this. This is us. Signing off here at Girl What You Watchin'. We hope that you enjoy the rest of your day.
Hey.
Bye-bye.